this, Spider-Man.
I am unwanted.
We have a job to do.
Do you have the papers?
I learned this the hard way, a long, long time ago.
What could go wrong?
I'm a driver.
That's that.
I don't do nothing for no one for nothing.
So what happens now?
This is Mommy's very special work trip.
One more thing.
Yeah?
It's very nice.
You think so? Or are you just saying that?
I don't really like it.
The movie news.
I got the bullets.
With Garrett Daly.
So Garrett's starting this afternoon with Viggo Mortensen. He's impressed us of late in Green Book, but he is going behind the camera.
He is going behind the camera. Currently behind the camera, actually, in Toronto, shooting a movie called Falling. So it's his directorial debut. He wrote the screenplay as well, and he's going to play one of the two leading roles in what has been described as an intimate family drama about a son's relationship with his aging father. So he plays John Peterson, who lives with his partner Eric, played by Terry Chen, and their adopted daughter Monica in Venice in California. Laura Linney's in the cast as well, plays John's sister, and Hannah Gross also in the cast playing the role of his mother in her youth. So he's produced films before, but this is the first time to go behind the camera, I suppose, following the success
interesting,
of Green
yeah.
Book as well. You know, he can probably do it.
And interesting for to have your directorial debut but to act as well. He's doubling up as such.
Well, I think it's a common place for actors, isn't it? Because it's part of getting the finance that you go, yeah, we're happy to indulge you, but will you actually please step in front of the camera as well? So we've seen it a lot down through the years with Costner, Gibbs, and any of the actors of recent times that
Bradley Cooper
as well, most recently, and that they say, yeah, go in front of the camera and that's fine.
I suppose they feel there's a bit of this I know I can do as well. Safe, yeah. Okay, now Fox goes Disney.
Yeah, so we've had the acquisition of 20th Century Fox, so Disney Studios now owning 20th Century Fox. And one of the surprise moves that they did is that they shut down the Fox 2000 division. So this was a group that championed mid-range releases and had some big hits down through the years, like Hidden Figures, Life of Pi, The Fault in Our Stars, Love, Simon. In fact, Joe Wright's next movie, The Woman in the Window, starring Amy Adams and Gary Oldman, will now be the final film released by this label when it arrives in cinemas in October. There's been an awful lot of executives getting their sort of marching orders, and I suppose any sort of acquisition will always mean that there's some casualties in terms of jobs as well. So that's one of the big ones that people didn't see coming, the end of the Fox 2000 division.
All right, now The Three Musketeers, this is a tale that has been brought to the screen many's the time. Are we getting another one?
Yeah, we are. And I mean,
you don't sound very excited.
No, when I read it, I was going, really? Is that where we're at? So yeah. Netflix have picked up a script by Harrison Query, which offers a contemporary version of The Three Musketeers. I suppose they've described it as the new take is said to be in the tone of Mission Impossible. That's the pitch that they're going for. And it's kind of one of those things I just didn't expect Netflix to be going for properties that we've had multiple times. But then again, they know their demographic. We don't.
You take on it, maybe.
And that's what they're going with, yeah.
Now, Emily Blunt, an actress I really like. What is she up to next?
So it looks like she is going to star, and she's in negotiations to star in an inspirational drama called Not Fade Away. Now, her husband, John Krasinski, and David O. Russell are actually producing.
Very good.
So based on Rebecca Alexander's 2015 memoir, the story follows a woman born with a rare genetic mutation called Usher Syndrome Type 3. She's been simultaneously losing both her sight and her hearing since she was a child, and a fall from a window left her body completely shattered at the age of 18. And then over the next two decades, she becomes a psychotherapist with two master's degrees, an athlete as well who teaches spinning classes. So yeah, it's kind of, when we say she's in negotiations, it's her husband who's producer. So how far did the negotiations
exactly
need to go?
They're pretty a great good team in fairness, aren't they?
That's the thing. They are a great team. I suppose throw David O. Russell into the mix as
nothing
well.
Nothing wrong with that.
And you have a very strong team. So I'd say we'll be hearing that will be moving forward shortly.
All right. Now to a TV series, Patricia Highsmith. And I mean, her crime novels featuring Tom Ripley were a great success. So Tom Ripley is sort of central to this, right?
Yes, because Oscar winning screenwriter Steve Zalian, who did the likes of Schindler's List and Moneyball, he's spearheading a TV series focusing on that protagonist, Tom Ripley. So apparently they're going to use all five novels. So you've got The Talented Mr. Ripley, Ripley Underground, Ripley's Game, The Boy Who Followed Ripley, and Ripley Underwater to map out Ripley's progression from con artist to serial killer. They're targeting a straight-to-series deal, so no doubt they're going after one of the big players in the streaming world.
Okay.
And Zalian is expected to write and direct most of the first season's episodes. So
casting news on it yet, no?
No casting news as yet. He, of course, is no stranger to actually, you know, adapting literary series, and he do it with Clear and Present Danger, Hannibal, David Fincher's The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, and this will mark his sort of second TV effort, the first being HBO's The Night Of. So perhaps it might land at HBO.
We should keep an eye on that one. Bill and Ted, they're back.
It's official, and it's, they did a video. This is Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter. They did this sort of video announcement confirming that shooting will begin soon on Bill and Ted Face the Music with an August 21st, 2020 release date set. So this is following on from the excellent adventure and the bogus journey. Stakes are higher than ever for the two as they fulfill their rock and roll destiny. Now middle-aged best friends set out on a new adventure when a visitor from the future warns them that only their song can save their life as we know it and bring harmony to the universe. Okay. Excellent.
They are back, that's for sure. You've been keeping us up to date on casting news for West Side Story. This is Spielberg taking on West Side Story.
Yeah, Spielberg's first musical. Obviously based on the 1957 Broadway musical. Corey Stoll, who's in the likes of House of Cards and First Man, has been added to the cast, as has Brian Darcy James, who is in Spotlight and Molly's Game. So you've got a good cast lined up. Ansel Elgort, Rachel Zegler, stars the star-crossed lovers Tony and former member of White Gang known as the Jets, and Maria, the younger sister of the leader of the Puerto Rican gang, the Sharks. So what Spielberg's going to do with it, who knows, but it's lining up to be a good cast.
All right. What is Christopher Nolan up to?
So he's got a new movie that's starting, and he's casting very big at the moment. Elizabeth Debicki, who's in Widows and The Great Gatsby, has joined the cast, as has John David Washington and Robert Pattinson. So rumours suggest that there are four major lead roles in this new movie that he's doing. He's finished the script. It's currently untitled, but Warner Brothers are marking out a July 17th, 2020 release date for it. In true Christopher Nolan style, no plot details are available at the moment, but filming begins later this year with himself and Emma Thomas producing.
Very good. What trailer should we check out online, Garrett?
I liked the look of this, even though it's just a teaser trailer, and it's going to be playing at the Cannes Film Festival. It's going to be out in July. It's Quentin Tarantino's 9th film, and it's called Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
He's doing a big sell on it as his 9th film, isn't he?
He claims he's only going to do 10.
Oh, that's right.
He says that there's 10 to go. Stop. So I suppose from a marketing point of view, it's kind of, let's put it out there. Great cast. Leonardo DiCaprio, Brad Pitt, Margot Robbie, Luke Perry, the late Luke Perry's in it as well, Dakota Fanning and Emile Hirsch. And check out the trailer, the teaser trailer for it. They've been dropping sort of posters for it as well, giving us a good sense of it, because it is set in the late 60s at sort of the final years of Hollywood's golden age.
Yes, so Brad and
it's
Lear
got a great production design to it. Yeah.
Okay, that's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Let's start with new releases, starting with a scary one, of course, because Jordan Peele, director of Get Out, is back.
And this
is looking good, isn't it?
And it's doing very well at the box office. Yeah. So the movie is called Us, and after returning from the beaches, there's a very strange episode where in their driveway, this family are terrorised by people that look
exactly
just
like them. It's so creepy looking.
Elizabeth Moss stars in it, Lupita Nyong'o.
Lupita Nyong'o looks super in it, doesn't she?
Yeah, and Winston Duke as well. Jordan Peele can do no wrong, I suppose, following on from Get Out. And I think he has a Twilight Zone series coming as well. So, yeah, it's go scare yourself and check that out.
Now, Ralph Fiennes in front of the camera and behind the camera for The White Crow. Let's take a listen.
What is not happening with him?
Нет.
Вы знали о том, что он задумал?
Нет.
И вы утверждаете, что он ни разу не заговорил с вами о побеге?
Эта тема никогда не возникала.
Он что, об этом никогда не говорил?
Никогда.
Это выпад против Советского Союза?
Да нет. Все в танце.
В танце?
Он не разбирается в политике.
Yes, Ralph Fiennes there, a very authentic telling of the story of Rudolf Nureyev, and Well, there he was, speaking Russian, as I say, very authentic. I saw this during the Dublin International Film Festival, and Ralph Fiennes received a Volta Award. Well worth seeing, I have to say. It's a really interesting part of Nureyev's career, because it takes it just up to when he defected. A few pacing issues maybe here and there, but definitely worth a watch.
And you're saying it's not his first time behind the camera?
No, yeah. But he does it well.
There you go. So we've got a couple other movies just to mention. There was a documentary out as well called Minding the Gap that won the special jury prize at Sundance. 5 Feet Apart as well is about a pair of teenagers with life-threatening illnesses meet in a hospital, and of course they fall in love. And then on Netflix there is the movie of Motley Crue, story of them, just called The Dirt as well, if you're looking for something just as a throwaway weekend.
TV-wise, we're going to T.G. Cahir.
Yes, we are. And it's the story of a mysterious Irish sound recordist living in Berlin, sets off on a journey though across Europe, documenting the noises of uninhabited places free from man-made disturbances. It's directed by Pat Collins. The movie's called Silence. Don't mistake it for the Martin Scorsese movie.
Yes,
but
movie.
Yeah, good, nice thought-provoking film. I thought I'd just mention to let people know that it is on tonight, T.G. Cahir, at 10:55.
That is Silence. Cahir, thanks a million.
Thank you.